You're listening to SBS News.
The majority of Australians will eventually be receiving two doses of the Oxford-AstraZeneca vaccine. So there was some disquiet after news that multiple European countries had suspended their use of the vaccine following reports some people experienced blood clots. Independent MP Craig Kelly called for Australia to follow suit, as did National Senator Matt Canavan.
We should heed these concerns. The European countries have a longer experience with the rollout of this virus. They have a greater imminent threat of the coronavirus itself, so they don't have any incentive to glibly suspend their rollout. They're obviously doing so through legitimate concerns. It's also the case that the US has yet to approve AstraZeneca as well. And so given that we're in a country that does not face an imminent risk of coronavirus spread, surely the prudent approach here is to suspend our rollout and just take heed of the evidence that will emerge in coming months.
But the European countries suspending their rollouts have themselves acknowledged that there's no evidence that the vaccine causes blood clots. AstraZeneca points out that 17 million people in the UK and the EU have received at least one dose, and the number of cases of blood clots reported in that group is lower than would be expected among the general population. The World Health Organization, the European Medicines Agency, and Australia's medical regulator, the Therapeutic Goods Administration, all express confidence in the continued use of the vaccine. Australia's Chief Medical Officer, Professor Paul Kelly, says just because some people experienced blood clots after being vaccinated doesn't mean the clots were caused by the vaccine.
In any large vaccine rollout, we do expect to see unusual events, and we monitor very closely and carefully for those. But this does not mean that an event that happens after vaccination has been given is indeed due to that vaccine. So we do always take it seriously. We do investigate. But in this situation, I can absolutely say that I remain confident in the AstraZeneca vaccine, that it's safe, and that there is, at this point, no evidence that it causes blood clots.
Labor's health spokesman Mark Butler says the ALP has confidence in the experts, such as Australia's medical regulator.
We have full confidence in the ability of the Therapeutic Goods Administration to monitor any adverse events information from around the world and to provide appropriate information to the Australian community and to the Australian government. These comments from Senator Canavan are dangerous, they are divisive, and they further undermine a vaccine rollout that is already way behind schedule.
Mr. Butler says not only is it behind schedule, the government has still not yet created a national booking system. That's been left to a private company which has been selected to create a COVID-19 vaccination booking platform to be launched by the Department of Health. Mr. Butler says it's work that should have been done months ago.
This vaccine rollout is fast becoming a complete mess. It is way behind schedule, and the systems that we need in place are still being built. At the same time, though, the government is quick to pull out JobKeeper, quick to pull the economic supports, way too slow, a snail's pace vaccine rollout.
Australia is sending a medical team to Papua New Guinea and is considering further assistance in response to a surge in case numbers. Health Minister Greg Hunt told Parliament extra assistance is being considered on top of what the government has already been doing.
$500 million for a regional vaccine initiative, direct support to Papua New Guinea already, but additional support now being prepared in conjunction with Queensland, which in partnership with the Commonwealth has set out its priorities, which has included commencing in the Torres Strait Islands vaccinations in Saibai and elsewhere.
Already underway.
So these things are occurring. We're engaged with PNG, we're engaged with Queensland, we're engaged in protecting our friends and our neighbours.
Both New South Wales and Queensland are monitoring their recent COVID scares. There are no new locally acquired cases in New South Wales since a Sydney hotel security guard tested positive on the weekend. And Queensland will maintain visitor restrictions at hospitals, aged care homes and disability facilities in Greater Brisbane for another 3 days until it can be sure the virus hasn't spread, after a doctor who treated positive patients became infected. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says she hopes to lift the restrictions on Friday.
We will be able to update everyone on Friday, and fingers crossed it'll be good news, and that would then mean on the weekend people would be able to go and see their loved ones. So we're just asking the community to be patient for another 72 hours, just whilst we finalise all of this data and get the test results in.
The health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.